As the disciples of John the Baptist went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What does a missionary look like? When the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod goes looking for missionaries these days, what are we looking for? Well, we do have a missionary sitting with us here in chapel this morning, so take a good look. He's a real missionary. And today we rejoice at the installation of Pastor Jeffrey Horn, missionary to Papua New Guinea. And we rejoice with his family who are going to also go on this adventure, Laura and Chris and Maggie. The Lord will protect and be with you. I wish I was your age going there myself. This past week, I attended a meeting of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Board of International Missions. And one of their board members asked the questions, "So what kind of people are we looking for to be missionaries today when we recruit? What kind of characteristics and abilities do they need if they're going to be chosen and sent?" Well, this set off a very lively and very positive discussion among the board. In the appointed gospel reading for today, Jesus gets into this board discussion, into this conversation, and he asks three questions that really address this issue. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? A shaking reed is a person who puts his finger into the air to see which way the wind is blowing, and then he changes his opinion every time the wind changes direction. He has more of a sociology than a theology. He's a yes man, a floppy reed with no spine. Well, the answer was obviously no. The crowds wanted to see a man with a backbone, a man who had the strength and the courage and the resolve of the prophet Elijah, the courage to speak the word of God, to preach the law, repentance, and to point to the Lamb of God, even if this landed him in a dungeon, which it did. Missionaries today must be like John, and have the intellectual capacity and the moral fortitude to stand firm against all of the challenges and attacks in the 21st century. What did you go out to see? Jesus says. A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in the king's houses. Well, John did not wear the luxurious attire of a king. He wore a prophet's uniform. People looked at John, they saw Elijah. What do missionaries look like? Well, look at Pastor Horn. He is not wearing designer shoes. He doesn't wear $2,000 Armani suits and a power tie. He wears a pastor's uniform. When people see him, when they saw him in his congregation in Garrett, and when they see him in Papua New Guinea wearing a white alb, they're going to see Jesus. And when he's bouncing over the rutted roads in the Papua New Guinea highlands, walking through the bush on the way to mission stations, or teaching at the Timothy Seminary, he will be wearing the not too stylish clerical shirt and pants, the uniform of a pastor. And wherever he goes along those roads and those highlands, people will see him and they'll know he's not a government official. He's not military. He's not a rich businessman from America. He's just a humble pastor, a messenger to bring the word of God, who brings Jesus, who brings the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. What does a missionary look like? Looks like Pastor Horn. Following graduation from Concordia Theological Seminary in 1996, he served as a faithful pastor. Doing pastor things, preaching and teaching and catechesis and absolution and baptizing, conducting the divine liturgy, and just learning over time the art of pastoral care. He's actually taught my classes a few times because he's been there. Pastoral care has to be learned. But all the while, his thirst for the study of theology never quit. In fact, at this time, he also completed his STM here 2 years ago. I don't know if you realize God's preparing him for Papua New Guinea. He probably didn't know that, but now you do. Finally, Jesus asked the question, what did you go out to see? A prophet? Well, yes, the people went out to see a prophet. And Jesus says that you indeed saw a prophet. You saw more than a prophet. See, John was a prophesized prophet. Prophesized prophet whose very person and coming was foretold by other prophets like Isaiah and Malachi. Behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare a place before you. Probably the most poignant prophecy of all didn't come centuries earlier from Isaiah or Malachi, but came from his own father, Zechariah. We sing his prophecy every time we sing the Benedictus at Matins and morning prayer. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. And whenever we sing this, it's always very touching when we get to that part, a little after halfway through, where all of a sudden Zechariah kind of turns his attention to his son John. I think about it, John's going to get beheaded. He doesn't know this at the time. But here's this proud father singing about his son. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. You will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation for the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in the darkness and the shadow of death and to guide our way, our lives into the way of peace. What makes Zechariah's song so poignant is that John would be martyred along with the person he was preparing the way for, Jesus. Today's missionaries, though, do not go before Jesus. They come after Jesus. Nevertheless, they are sent to bring the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of sins to those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. By coming after Jesus, they are greater than John in the sense that they have both feet in the New Testament. In the person and work of Christ, the kingdom of God has fully come. Jeffrey, you, my child, are a pastor of the Most High, and you will go after the Lord. Nevertheless, you are sent by him to bring the knowledge of salvation and the forgiveness of sins to people living in the shadow of death on the other side of the earth. Matthew chapters 10 and 11 could easily be called a mission manual, an instruction manual for missionaries. It actually begins at the end of chapter 9, where Jesus says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Well, today God has once again answered this, our prayer. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus.